Hello, this is Leisha Holmes of Key Recruitment, and I'm delighted to welcome today David Powell of Hyper Recruitment Solutions. Hi, David.
Hi, Leisha.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on YouTube. I want to ask you if you could, for those who aren't familiar with yourself and the business that you operate, what do you actually do, please?
Yeah, of course. So I look after the technology side of Hyper Recruitment, which we specialise in life sciences and pharmaceutical markets. Company is was founded in 2012, so we're 8 years old in about a month's time. By Ricky Martin, who won The Apprentice in 2012, and Lord Alan Sugar. Technology business is based out of Manchester, but we cover the whole of the UK.
That's wonderful. I can't believe it's 8 years. Gosh, that's flown in the heartbeat, hasn't it?
I know. Yeah, birthday cake again soon.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we're actually neighbours in workplace in Manchester, so we obviously get to see each other. But I wanted to talk today specifically about the COVID-19 pandemic and how this has affected your client sector, so pharmaceutical, life science businesses, particularly elements of the practicalities around the fact that the government recommended everybody work from home. How has it impacted your clients?
So we work in a bit of a bubble, I guess. So we're very lucky that most of the companies we work with are either involved in helping solve the current situation and try and find a vaccine. Or they're involved in other medicines that are saving lives elsewhere. So the majority will have some kind of form of lab or something like that on site. So the labs have all been open, albeit with socially distanced measures and less people potentially. And because I guess the companies that dealt with it best are probably the ones that already had flexible working policies. Mm. I think the first, if we think back to what seems like a very long time ago now in March when lockdown first happened, I think the first couple of weeks was quite a lot of panic about how do we deal with this? What do we do? And then once companies have got their heads around it, I think they then came up with solutions and worked with it. And I've continued to be honest with you. And I think I don't think we'll ever go back to what we were before as an industry and as a whole. There'll always be labs. People need to go into site in what we do. So all of our IT guys that we place and technology people we place, they're helping either from a literal sense of creating data models and software, or supporting from an IT infrastructure point of view, the actual scientists that are doing these experiments. So they'll always have an element of site-based work, but there's so much they can do from home now.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I don't think they'll ever go back the same. From a recruiting perspective, with probably, I think we've only really suffered with one situation where a company wasn't really able to facilitate a virtual recruitment process and an onboarding process. And it's been quite interesting, some of the ideas people have come up with to try and get around that, make people feel welcome as part of a team that they've never met. We've had clients walking around with WhatsApp videos, doing site tours on virtual site tours and things like that. So it's just about trying to get people to try and be a bit creative, really.
Yeah, I think that's the word of the day, isn't it? Being creative and sort of thinking outside the box. So as a business yourself, how has Hyper Recruitment Solutions adapted internally to ensure that you keep all of your consultants safe, healthy, motivated through best practice and technology that you've implemented?
So in a weird way, there was elements of COVID that have sort of helped. I think if you're sensible, you use this time to have made yourself a little bit smarter in the ways in which you work. One of the things we had implemented for a little while actually and never actually properly used was Office 365. So we had things like Teams. We just never used it. We used it for a bit of chat, and that was about it. We refurbished one of our moved into a new office down in Loughton in December, and spent a lot of money on some wonderful video conferencing technologies, that we probably weren't using to its best ability, because obviously we've got remote or regional offices as well. So all of a sudden overnight, everyone learned how to use Teams. We've completely changed the way we interact with a lot of our clients and candidates. There's so much what we do now is based on video. So where we might originally, it may have been phone call based, we're now doing that via video. Okay. Which again is things we'd sort of played at and looked at, but hadn't really probably properly embraced. So that's had a dramatic change. And we won't be any different. I don't think we'll ever go back to, you know, being honest, we're probably quite a rigid 5 days a week in the office, 8:30, 5:30 type organization. And we're able to offer people more flexibility, which has opened up new opportunity for us in terms of job roles for people. So we've now got people who are remote based, 100% remote based, which we never, 3 months ago, if you'd asked me that, I would have said absolutely no way. And that's given us the opportunity to bring people into new roles and create new types of roles that we wouldn't have had before. So there's been elements of it that have really helped and support. Office-wise, we've got lots of tape up and crosses where people can't sit. We're lucky we've got a big office, so we've probably about 50% occupancy, I guess. So we've been able to come up with lots of measures as one-way systems. We've got a running track in our office in Loughton, which is now a one-way system. And we got temperature checks for people when they arrive at the office. So when we're up and running and everything's open again, we're in a good place to do that. But we also know, and one thing we've learned more than anything else, is how much we can trust the guys and the teams. They 100% have shown that they can step up and do it in what's been a really tough time. And they've got every reason not to work hard and do their job, but they've been fantastic, everyone.
That's wonderful to hear that the productivity hasn't been affected by their sort of the trust.
No, I mean, we're a very outcome-driven organisation anyway. We obviously we use metrics to get there. So it's something that we do review regularly, and we've not suffered at all. Which you'd probably expect. You probably would expect a little bit of a drop, but can't fault anyone.
No, that's one. It's really wonderful to hear that, because obviously where we sit in Rexorec, I'm speaking to recruitment business owners all the time, and I think it's possibly polarizing people, and it's all endemic to your culture, I think. So that's really insightful, and it says an awful lot for the people that you've hired, actually, the people that you've got working for you. So one final question, if you can dust down your crystal ball, please. What are your predictions as we look ahead, as we end the first half of 2020, which I think most people would like to forget, but you know, you talked about retrospective and reflective learns, which is all we can do. What are your predictions for the recruitment sector, but also your market?
Yeah, again, I think we're in a bit of a bubble in our world. So I can't talk for the whole recruitment market, and I think there's some sectors I really feel sorry, because there'll be some really good people in those sectors that are just purely affected because of the sector they're in, and that kind of postcode lottery of what they do. But for us, we're in a weird space. So this is actually Monday is the first day of our new year, so we're not kind of at half year; we're at new year. So we've been busy planning the last sort of month or so as to what the next 12 months look like for us, and we've got quite significant growth planned in our area. The crisis, if you like, is going to create more opportunity. I think those people from a recruitment point of view that can will need to adapt. I think the way we recruit will change. I think processes will change. I don't think the kind of standard contingency 360 type model will work for everybody now. I think the coming up with new better solutions will be the differentiator for people, and adopting new technology. There's loads of technology out there now that if you're not looking at and working with, I think you're will ultimately get left behind.
Yeah, you will.
So I think for us, it's we've looked at how do we create some new models for delivery that allow us to be a bit more flexible. We've created new job roles to reflect that. and obviously we'll continue doing traditional recruitment, but with a twist, I guess.
It sounds wonderful. Well, let's hope that your predictions are right for your sector and for those who are listening who are observing from those, like you say, who are, it's just possibly a look thing. There are lots of lessons you can learn. So thank you so much for joining us today. We do really appreciate it. And I very much look forward to seeing you in workplace very soon. Thank you.
Brilliant. So much. See you soon.
Thank you.